Influencers were making Gap hoodies the focal point of their outfits, elevating them from an everyday default to a fashion statement. Last summer, hoping to capitalize on this flurry of interest, Gap released a limited edition version of the brown logo hoodie and asked TikTok users to vote for the next color. Influencers like Kristofferson started featuring the hoodie in Instagram posts sponsored by Gap. Langhorne has received several sweatshirts as a gift from the brand. Gap needed the buzz. One of the biggest names in retail, the San Francisco-based chain has been struggling for the better part of two decades as shoppers have migrated toward more stylish and less expensive brands. Its position has slipped within its parent company, Gap Inc., which also owns Old Navy, budget-conscious clothes for the family, Athleta, workout gear for women, and Banana Republic, office wear for young people. As its original brand, Gap may still be the corporation's spiritual foundation, but it is no longer central to its financial success. In 2021, Old Navy, with its cheerful, family-friendly basics, matching patterned pajamas for the holidays and so on, brought in more than $9 billion of revenue, more than twice as much as Gap itself. Gap is now in the midst of a 3-year turnaround plan, unveiled in 2020 by its CEO, Sonia Singhal. By 2023, Singhal hopes that Gap will represent a smaller portion of Gap Inc.'s overall business, but will be profitable. That has meant cost-cutting, closing stores, moving out of malls, and shifting to a franchise business in the UK and Europe. It has also involved design changes. While Gap is focusing on its most successful categories, denim, activewear, fleeces, and knitwear, it grabbed headlines in June 2020 when it announced a 10-year collaboration deal with Yeezy, the influential fashion brand run by the artist formerly known as Kanye West, who recently changed his name to Ye. There are some signs that Gap is moving in the right direction. Sales in North America were up in 2021, prompting Gap Inc. in its most recent annual report to declare its namesake brand cool and relevant again.